We do have to, you know, Pat, I apologize. I meant to ask you to, we need your official photography that you are so known to do.
Okay.
Because we need to kind of update the little fun we had last week when we were playing the latest round of What Was Left in the WSW Lunchroom.
Yes. Yeah.
And we were talking about a clock that Pat Johnston actually had gifted to him from your mom, right?
Yes.
And had been put away for a number of years. What did you say? Goes back to like 2000 year?
About 1999, I think, is when
right
I got
around
it.
There.
Yeah.
And you and Dr. Heather were cleaning and found the clock. She said, do something with this. So you brought it here into the studios of WSW.
That's right.
And I was intrigued by it. It's a neon clock with Marilyn Monroe and James Dean and homage to Pat's movie.
Studies. It's an old 19. It's like a 1950s, like a malt shop kind of clock. Yeah, would you say, Art?
I'm surprised that Professor Heather would want that removed from the house, considering she's a professor of film and things of that nature. I would think she would want that.
Well, it didn't do anything. Just took up space in the basement. So she said, just get it out of here.
Well, now careful how you take up space.
Well, now the clock is taking up space on the wall in the studio of WSW because we put a battery in it and discovered that it worked. Now, when we last left you, we were trying to figure out if the neon worked.
Mm-hmm.
And the neon...
And I remember if I told you right, you needed to find the power supply.
Yeah, we
Correct.
Had a separate power source. Well, lo and behold, we found a separate power supply, plugged it in, and the neon works!
Voila, there it is.
It's a cool pink glow. And so Marilyn and James are on all their glory.
Yes.
It's kind of cool because the back of the clock kind of has that little orange
it does.
Pink
behind it
glow,
too.
Which,
that's a really neat one. There's a gentleman from Lansing who has a booth at all the ships you want on the roads, and he makes clocks like that, but his have a neon band around the outside.
Gotcha.
And then he has school logos,
mm-hmm.
sports
oh.
team
oh,
logos.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool.
All kinds of military logos that he can put on the clock face.
Right. Oh.
Every time I walk out of the news studio past the control room and I look out toward the lobby, I see a reflection out there of it, and it looks like a person standing at our front desk.
Well, if it's Dean and Monroe, you found something.
Are you turning off the lights?
I think it's really cool.
Oh, he's going to turn off the lights now. Let's get the full effect of the...
Oh, man.
That just, wow.
Is that cool?
Wow.
I feel like
I'm in happy days.
I tell you.
And it looks brand new. I mean, you guys must have never used it.
I used it for a couple years, but then that was it. I put it away. So once I moved out of my apartment,
James, come in and get the full effect here. Is that cool?
Sorry, folks at home, you'll have to believe us when we
tell
you.
Well, I'll take a picture.
I'll take a picture of it, and we'll put it on our morning team show page.
Yes.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you to do that earlier. So if you can do that and send it to me, I'll make sure it gets up there so everyone can have the full effect of Pat's neon clock, which has found a home in the studio of WSGW. It just, Art, you going to do that for me?
He's doing it right now.
You want to take a picture and send it to me? I can use your picture for that.
Okay. That's fine. But I'm not wrong, right? It's like a clock you would see at the old malt shops, I think, in the 50s.
And it keeps great time. We put the battery in last week, and the time is perfect.
Yeah, that's true.
So
pretty much sat in my basement for 17 years, still goes.
So we got the full effect. That's just cool.
I'm not sure how good it's going to come out.
Well, if not, I'll turn to our official photographer, Pat Johnston.
Well, mood lighting in here for the three of us. This is.
I'm sure I need the lights on.
Yeah, it's not going to work very well. Sorry.
Okay,
I'll do what I can.
You do what you can, and then we'll get it posted on the morning team show page, and everyone can enjoy the clock, which was left on the WSW lunchroom studio lunchroom table, and now is in the studio of WSGW.
I'm glad it found a home.
Yeah.
Very nice. It is. I'm glad it did. Well, that's why I brought it here. I thought maybe somebody will take this. Didn't think it would be in our studio. So I'm glad it's there. Marilyn is very happy to have a home.
Terry Henney almost grabbed it. He was telling me that he thought it would look cool in his barn.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Which I could see that.
I could see that, too. Yeah.
So does it keep good time?
Yeah.
It's on time.
It's on time and everything. Right. Yeah.
Wow.
So there you go.